Thank God I am home. Everything is done. Now I just need to find my puppy and I'll feel even better. Where is he? What is that sound? There's no way he's... I told him no. Looks like he's gonna need a little extra help tonight. And what do you think you're doing? Hush. I know exactly what you are doing, humping against my pillow. Fully naked at that. You were trying to come when I told you no pleasuring yourself today after the stunt you pulled last night. What stunt? Don't play dumb with me, princess. You know what you did. You ignored my instructions and came inside my pussy without permission. You had to clean up your mess, didn't you? You sucked every drop out of mommy's pussy. I bet you can still taste it a little. You know, you really were lucky that I let you out of your cage for that, and I even left it off for this punishment, but I see now that that was a mistake. You can't be trusted, can you? Answer me, boy. That's right. You can't control all of those pesky feelings, can you? You need your mommy to make sure you stay responsible. Tell me that's what you need. I want to hear you say it. I want you to admit out loud how much of an insatiable, slutty little boy toy you really are. There we go. Such a good boy. Now to decide what I'm going to do with you. I can't believe you're making me double up on punishments. Do you have any idea what you put me through? You make your mommy do so much work, and now I've got to make that work worth it for me. So tonight, you're going to do as you're told, and you might just earn my trust back. Got it? Good. Now, on the bed, flat on your back. First things first, let's correct my mistake and get this cage back on you. I like this one the most. Everything is cute and pink, especially you. You know, pretty soon, we're gonna have to get you a smaller one if you keep going down this path. Maybe you'll eventually get one that inverts you completely. There, how pretty. Now tell me what happened while I tie your wrists and ankles to each of the bedposts. What could have been so overwhelming that you would break one of my rules? Were you watching porn? Having a naughty chat with someone else? No? Then what was it? Oh, really? What a naughty, naughty little pup you are, getting all worked up over cleaning your mommy's dirty pussy. I mean, after all, you did make the mess. You should be the one to take care of it. I just didn't expect you to enjoy it so much that you'd practically walk right into another punishment. There, now you're nice and secure. I'm just gonna slip out of my clothes. I have been in these stuffy things all day. Keep your eyes on me, puppy. There, nice and comfortable. Now, as I was saying, you walked right into another punishment. But I think that's what you wanted, my sweet little hormone monster. You wanted Mommy to reduce you to a complete servant for me once again. You so desire nothing more than for Mommy to use you over and over for my own pleasure. Is that right? Good, because even though your silly little impulses sometimes cause you to display lapses in judgment, shall we say, you know I love the way you turn into a filthy, depraved whore just for me. You actually impress me quite often with the way you portray to your coworkers what a confident decision maker and leader you are. Such a gorgeous charade, really. I would applaud you, but you come home and fall apart under the slightest pressure. I do so love my boy toy being so eager and willing for me all the time. I see you straining against the cage a bit. I don't think rubbing your thighs together is going to help, puppy. That's just going to make things a little more snug. But you are so incredibly cute when you're whimpering and squirming like that, just watching me strip and hearing all the naughty things I have to say. Your eyes are on my tits. Would you like to suck them, puppy? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's not happening tonight. But I want your eyes on me entirely. No looking away and don't blink for too long, okay? I'm gonna grab my rose toy and you two are going to get up close and personal tonight. There she is. You see, puppy, my rose never breaks the rules. She does exactly what she's supposed to do every single time. I have been so worked up today thinking about my puppy, and I had such plans to reward you tonight, but instead, here we are. And it's no one else's fault but your own. So now you're going to get something a little bit different. I'm going to put my toy right here above your cute little cage, like this. And perfect. Your cock is a great kickstand so it doesn't fall over. You're becoming more useful by the minute, pretty boy. I really am so lucky. Huh? What do I need my rose on you for? I'm gonna ride it, of course, silly. I'm gonna use you as a bit of a sex dolly to hold my toy while I get off. Since you didn't earn it tonight, you won't get to enjoy any part of my body other than its warmth while I grind it out on our little friend here. Oh, don't groan. I can very easily grab a blindfold. Would you prefer that? Or would you like to see? That's what I thought. Now, while I get comfortable here, I want a full apology for your actions. I need to know you really are sorry. Oh, yes. What a perfect boy you are. You sound so sorry and so pathetic. I could drink it all straight from your lips. But really, you only feel that way now with my throbbing pussy straddled over you, separated by my toy in your cage. It's kind of romantic, really. Star-crossed lovers, a carrot on a string. I think it's time to turn her on. Already so sensitive. You know, I really wish this were your mouth. And I know you do too, but as I said, she always follows instructions. And I hope you take the opportunity to learn from her. So my gorgeous little cunt cleaner can resume his job. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, I know it's vibrating your cage, sweetie, but you can handle that, right? Mm-hmm. You can do it for mommy, can't you? Oh. Oh, yes, I knew it. I knew it. You always try your hardest to make me proud, don't you? Oh. Then I'm sure if I reach back and use just one finger, you'll be okay with that, right? Good. Because I need to feel your tight little hole clench around me. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Squeeze my fucking finger, puppy. Show me just how tight you are. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Such a good boy taking me so willingly. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I am so wet. I know you can feel my pussy leaking all over you, puppy. But you need to hold back. No coming. No matter how intense these vibrations start to feel. Speaking of, I think I need a little more. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I know, baby. I know just how badly you want out of that cage and into my pussy. But I think you need this time. You need this time to reflect. To remind you that you're mine. That your pleasure is up to me. I think this is just what you need to help you realize. Oh, those decisions are for me to make. Everything that happens to your pretty boy toy cock is up to me, don't you think? Tell me. Say it. That's right. You're already making it feel so much better. Hearing you moan and feeling you shiver under me is everything I need right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oh, be careful, princess. Be careful. Oh, be careful. Locking your hips might undo some of the progress we have made. Slow it down. There you go. I don't care that my finger isn't helping. You're gonna take it anyway. Oh, yes. Oh, mommy's getting close, puppy. Oh. You're very lucky. By the looks and sounds of it, I don't think you could hold on much longer. And I'm feeling generous. I want to give you a fair shot to make your wrongs right. That's it, puppy. Yeah, you can do it. Oh, you're going to make mommy's pussy so happy. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm fucking coming. Fucking coming. Oh, my fucking... Fucking take it. Oh, yes. Oh, my... Oh my God. Had to turn that up. Ooh, right away. Oh my God. Literally. So sensitive. Puppy. Let's get you untied. I need you close to me. Oh, there we go. Oh, come here, puppy. Oh, you did so well. And you looked so beautiful. Come lay your head on my chest. You're very warm. You listened to everything I had to say and followed all of my instructions. Do you know how proud you make me? No, I don't think you do. I know I can be tough on you, but it's only because I know what a good boy you really are. I know exactly what you're capable of and everything you can handle. Even now, just rubbing your head and having you so close to me makes me so happy. I could just fall asleep. I'm so lucky to have you.